Checking in again with Tim Cahill, president of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce, for an update on how they're handling these challenging times and also about the winter market that is going to happen this year. Hey, Tim.
Joe, how are you? I'm knocking wood as you say that. So we're still, we're very hopeful that it's going to happen, and I'm very, very excited about it. And, it's nice to be back. Nice to be back on the show. We're hopefully counting down the days till pandemic 2020 leaves us for good.
Exactly. Yeah, it's looking more and more promising every day. So
yes.
All fingers and toes crossed. Sounds like it's still kind of empty there in the chamber headquarters, though.
Still, yeah, staff is here, but yeah, it's been. We had a board meeting today, but obviously it's virtual. It's been it's a little lonely here. So I get out and walk and get around the city and get in my car sometimes, just drive around, see what's going on. But there has been very little physical activity in this office, but it's still a beautiful, I'm catching the last of the fall, beautiful view of the trees and stuff. And pretty soon the lights will be up on the common and I'll get to get that view. So with fingers crossed for the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas especially.
Yeah, exactly. So how, since last we chatted, that the governor has, you know, changed some of the rules and regulations, and it definitely is impacting businesses mostly. How are you hearing that's helping here in Quincy?
Well, it's early still. The good weather is helping more than any hourly restrictions that the governor's put on. I mean, it's kind of frustrating that restaurants are being singled out seemingly without a lot of backup information, because it looks like what we're seeing of spread is coming from home or from private parties. And unfortunately, this may drive more people to private parties. But overall, having said that, I think the restaurants are just, you know, they're just dealing with it as they go each day. And it's better than being shut down. So I guess we're looking at silver linings here. And as long as the governor doesn't go backwards and shut down restaurants or indoor dining or make it impossible for people to go back to work, then we're better off than we could be, and better off than some other communities are. And we've been in close communication with the city. So, you know, they're not driving around at 10 o'clock at night seeing if there's anyone out, breaking curfew, as they say. But at the same time, we want to make sure that we don't go backwards and that we don't become a community that needs to crack down. And I think that's where we're all sort of going in that direction. I mean, we should be. We should be careful as much as we can to limit potential spread as best we can. I mean, it's nothing wrong going out, having a few drinks, going out to a restaurant. You know, sitting at a bar, spending four or five hours at a restaurant might be a little bit of a stretch. And it puts the workers at risk as much as it does the patrons. So overall, I think people are resigned to the fact that it's going to be difficult, but enjoying this really unusual sort of stretch of beautiful weather. And it will be interesting to sort of to judge the mood by the weather, because you saw it a week ago when it was snowing out and it was cold, how kind of did, and then it got dark early, not good timing, you know, sort of a precursor of what it's going to be like. But we'll just take the good weather as we get it and just kind of enjoy the fall, you know, the trees still being, you know, very colorful and everything. And try to stay positive, because I think that's the key. As difficult as it is, it's what keeps most entrepreneurs going. And this isn't, and I say this often, this isn't unusual for people in with their own business. They fight through challenges every single day, pandemic being one of them and a big one, but that's just what they do. And they figure out a way. I mean, our businesses overall have been very creative in terms of how they get their product to their customer, whether it's online, whether it's through delivery, or whether it's, you know, sort of a, whether it's in person, but doing it safely.
Sure. Yeah.
Very creative. It's not the best outcome, but as we all felt yesterday, when the Pfizer news came out, the curtain kind of lifted for a lot of people. It was a beautiful day. I went out to eat, met someone at the Fours. It was nice, but it just, the mood just felt a little bit lighter.
Yeah.
And I think that news being so positive, the election potentially being over, has lifted again some of the stress that people are under. So, I mean, we'll take that piece and then come out of this, as I've often said, stronger than we went into it. I mean, there will be dislocation, there will be disruption. Businesses will not survive the winter. But others will come and take their place, and, you know, people will be motivated to try to, you know, take advantage of, you know, opportunities to hire people, maybe low rates to borrow money. And because I think what's going to happen in the spring of 2021, all things being equal, is things will just explode. In a good way. Business people will just be, I'm done. I'm going out. I'm going to go out every day for the next 2 weeks. I'm going to make up. I got plenty of money in my pocket because I haven't gone out in 9 months. I'm going to go buy things. I'm going to shop local. I mean, I'm just going to get out. And I can't imagine that that's not going to happen. I really can't. And in a great way, because I think that's what America represents. People will beat us down only for a certain period of time. And after all of the historical shutdowns during war, during 9/11, during the big recession, the economy has generally bounced back much stronger than it went in. So we'll see.
Yeah, speaking of shop local, what's that?
Cautiously optimistic.
Okay. Speaking of shop local, I know the state has launched the My Local campaign, if you will, to encourage, you know, people to patronize local businesses. MyLocalMA.com, I think, is the website. And your Quincy businesses are part of that.
Yes, we are. We're working with the city's new tourism director on that program, promoting it. And that's really what our winter market is all about, is getting people to shop locally, helping the smallest of the small businesses, the folks that are working from home. What I think, again, a positive of this pandemic is it's really forced people to think about and kind of be creative. If they've got a skill that they've been sort of sitting on for a while, or an idea that they wanted to something they wanted to create, they're doing that now. The problem is they don't have places outside of the internet to sell, because everything's been shut and there's been no fairs and no markets and stuff. So our winter market is a way to kind of get back into that and give these folks an outlet. And I feel confident we'll be able to pull it off in a safe manner, respectful, responsible manner. It's outdoors, so it should feel safer, better. There'll be outdoor dining with the forest. People want to eat and drink and sort of hang out for a while. It'll be under tents, so hopefully even if it rains or snows, we'll still be able to sort of get it. And more than anything, what we're shooting for is a very festive, happy atmosphere. Because that's what we need for the holidays.
And, yeah. Let's talk a little bit more about it, Tim. Where is it? When is it? How can people find out more about it?
Sure. The winter market, our winter market starts on November 27th. And again, this is all we're going under the assumption that caseloads in Quincy will be low, will be in the red or green, wherever we're supposed to be in the color codes. I get lost every now and then what we're supposed to be, but at that low level, which is where we're at right now. It's going to be at the new Kilroy Square, which is the new civic space the city has built, designed and laid out between the Fours and the new parking garage in downtown Quincy, right off of Cottage Ave. Technically, our address is 25 Cottage Ave, even though I don't think you can get that on Google, but it's right behind Hancock Street. You know the spot. Most people do. And it's surrounded by a number of new buildings, apartment buildings primarily. The Nova Suite, the Nova Apartments that are on the front of Hancock Street and back into us. Chestnut Place on the other side. One Chestnut Place, Peter O'Connell's new 15-story building. West of Chestnut, that would be on the side over there. The new Cliveden Street condominiums and new apartments on Mechanic Street. So we're specifically trying to meet that need of those people, especially those people who are new to Quincy and want to do something and stay local, keep them local. We've got two tents scheduled to go up the week before Thanksgiving. They'll be lit up. The square will be decorated with lights and holiday decorations that will be provided by both us and by the city. And we've got lined up about, I think 45 to 50 vendors.
Wow, okay.
They're set to go. We'll have 18 vendors in a big tent, 90 by 30. And we'll have 6 vendors in a smaller tent, which will be primarily food. And then we have artisans and crafters and people make soap and all kinds of interesting things that you can buy for gifts. And then people will be able to walk in between the two tents and sort of hang out. We're planning to have Christmas carolers in there for one afternoon, tentatively scheduled. And we might have some light, you know, music for the holidays, maybe some folk singers and folks like that. So really excited about it. The way it will work is we'll have a rotating group of vendors each weekend. It goes from Friday night, 4 to 8, starting on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, Saturday 12 to 5, Sunday 12 to 5, and then it repeats on the 2 weekends after that. So it goes from the 27th to the 13th. It's going to be 9 days or nights of this. And we're pretty excited about it. Like I said, we'll have a rotating group. So there may be some vendors who will be there 2 weekends, but there won't be anyone that will be there all 3.
Okay.
So we've got enough vendors to kind of rotate through. They'll probably be there for the weekend and then somebody new next weekend. So it'll be an opportunity to come back. If you're shopping one weekend and you find what you need, some of what you need, you come back the next week and find something else. So again, I'm envisioning a really nice, cool atmosphere, very holiday-ish. Wouldn't mind a little snow, that's okay. It's kind of like we're trying to pattern it on the winter holiday Christmas markets that they have in Europe every year.
Yes.
Where people can come outside, maybe have some hot malt cider or some hot chocolate or, you know, something good to eat if they want. And then hopefully some of the folks that come or a number of them will go into the restaurants that will be open and certainly will benefit from some of the foot traffic that we're able to bring in. So we're very, very excited about it. Our fingers are crossed. Again, it's outdoors, so that's good, but it's also a challenge. It's a new location, but again, I think it's a great location. There's a parking garage right there where if you're coming by, you can pay $1 an hour, which is the best bargain in the entire state of Massachusetts if you want to stop there. But there's plenty of street parking too, so you don't even have to. The new road, the road that will go from the new General's Bridge through Hancock Street, up Cliveden into the garage, I think will be open by then. It's very close to being open.
Okay.
They're finishing it, working on it now, but there's 2 accesses to the garage from Walter Hannon Parkway as well as to from Cottage Ave. So it's become a real hotspot for restaurants. You know, that area, not only the fours, but people going through the fours, the outdoor seating that's taken place on both on Hancock Street and Cottage Ave. I don't know if they'll be open outdoors. I'm not sure how that's going to work, but the fours will stay open and continue to serve food and alcohol and drinks and stuff. And we've got some food, some bakeries, local bakeries, folks who are looking to make some, holiday gift packages and stuff in one of the tents. So I think it's going to be a great place for people of all ages. You know, people bring their families and I hope they buy, I hope they spend money, but even if they just come and walk around, I think it'll be nice for people. Because one of the things we're missing, and I feel it every day, is that contact that we used to get. Because people will be out and about having lunch, walking the streets of Quincy. So we're, like I said, Quincy's going to be a really nice place to be during the holidays because of all the lights that the mayor's putting up, both at the Common and down here, and on Hancock Street, and on the business districts in Wollaston and in North Quincy. So it will help lighten the mood. And then we'll hunker down for the holiday, you know, after Christmas and just pray for a nice mild winter and an early spring because
yes,
we certainly
exactly.
deserve it, you know. It's been a challenge over these last 9 months for the chamber because we are an event business. You know, we our job is to network, physically network people and get them together with a series of events. We've had to cancel or postpone virtually all of them. So this is a nice sort of test to see if we can get back to normal life and get people together. Not so much for networking for business purpose, just for connections, just so people know that, we're still all alive and we should be happy about that. It'll also be a great opportunity for us to showcase this beautiful new section of Quincy Center, which, if you haven't been down there in a while, is phenomenal. It's breathtaking in a way, based on, if you remember, the old Hancock parking lot and the old Cottage Ave, and then all the construction that was going on in the meantime. It's just a phenomenal place just to hang out. And I see it being a real focal point for the business community and the downtown merchants and the business people, the office people and stuff as well, because it'll be a great place to hang out if you don't want to come all the way up to the Common. There are no fountains there, so it's a little more laid back, but there are going to be some multimedia kind of exhibits that people will be able to see when it's all set up and ready to go.
Do you anticipate any new businesses opening during this time, Tim, or have any approached you about that?
We've had a couple of new restaurants open during the pandemic. Huh. Pearl and Lime opened up, which is the folks from the Township, a new restaurant at the site of West of Chestnut, where Katie's Burger was. We had the Lincoln Tavern, no, I'm sorry, the Liberty Tavern open up, it used to be a pizza shop, Angelo's Pizza Shop, down across from Good Health. Mm-hmm. Folks, a really good restaurant group from Boston that opened up, took that place over, totally renovated it, and they've been doing very, very well. And we have a Vietnamese restaurant opening up across from where the old Good Health was, right at the corner of Walter Hannon Parkway and Hancock Street. They're in the process of redoing. It's a big place. It's going to be hopefully a very successful place. So we had Milton Hospital open up a urgent healthcare site on the parking way a couple of weeks ago. We've had a new bank just open up, Harbor One Bank. They not only joined the chamber, but they've actually already stepped up to sponsor the winter market. So yeah, I mean, it's interesting. There've been some new spots. We know some people who are looking around. There will be turnover, there's no question. There will be a few restaurants that won't make it through this, but the locations are still good. And what the city is doing is they've not taken the foot off the gas through the pandemic. So there's been a lot of work that's being done, a tremendous amount of work on the parking way that's being done to set that space up for new development. You've got with the work that was done at the Civic Center, the future Kilroy Square, that's all now finished and landscaped and looks really, really beautiful. So it's a great way for people who haven't been downtown, you know, because of work or just because of the pandemic, to just sort of come down and check things out. I do think there'll be a rebirth. There's going to be a lot of storefronts in the square that were available before the pandemic. And there'll be a lot more new ones coming. So there'll be a lot of opportunity. And I see Quincy, and I think I've said this before in the show, Joe, I think Quincy's going to benefit from this economically, because people see this as a welcoming community. Rents will be lower than they are in Boston. The city has been very, very supportive. And I think they've shown that support to the business community, been really fair, given money out, and really supported their ability to function. And I think that's going to go a long way. I think people will see. You won't see all those restaurants and those businesses, retailers opening up back up in Boston, but you're going to see a lot of them move. And Quincy's a great opportunity. That goes for commercial space as well. I noticed when the news of the vaccine came out yesterday, commercial real estate holdings also shot up in the marketplace because I think people saw that we'll be getting back to work maybe sooner than we thought, physically back to work. We've got a virtually empty building right next to us at the old Stop and Shop headquarters where everyone's been working remotely. There's 1,200 employees in that building. I'm sure Crown Colony is very quiet right now because of people working from home. But I do think people will come back. I don't think they'll all come back, but I do think they'll come back. And I think there'll be some businesses moving again from Boston to Quincy because of the location, because of the pricing, and because of the way the city has really dealt with this challenge. As pro-business as you could ask a government to be under some very extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, as you're well aware, the city waived the liquor license renewal fees, for the next coming year. So that's what, about a $2,000 savings for a business?
Yep.
Significant. Yeah.
And I do think that you're going to see the city opening up the sidewalks and the streets to outdoor dining going forward. When, I mean, obviously, we'll probably shut down in January, February, and March. But come April and May, I'm very encouraged by the response of outdoor dining and maybe expanding it. When folks have a little bit of a plan and they can do full indoor and outdoor, it's a way for them to make up some money. And it's also a way for us to bring some life to those sidewalks. So you're going to see more of that, and closing down some streets to traffic on Fridays, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so people can really enjoy, and getting a full year, including the spring and the summer of that, I think will be great. Again, there's some silver linings within this pandemic, and it's the money that's been lost will never be recovered for a lot of these businesses, but there may be an opportunity to make up more. And the city, again, being, you know, these are public sidewalks and public streets, but I think they really want to work with these restaurants. And I think it works. It helps everybody. It's nice when you're driving through downtown Quincy and you see activity, especially on the weekends or at night and stuff, when the business, you know, folks go home. And it also entices you to come by and maybe go into the restaurant. So it's going to get better. I mean, it may get worse before it gets better, but it's going to get better. And I'm pretty bullish on the future of Quincy. Very, very bullish. I mean, housing market's never been hotter. People want to come here. They're looking for property. You've still got the ocean. You've still got the Blue Hills. All the things that have really mattered during the pandemic, open space, the ability to get away from crowds, that'll be here when this is over. And I think people really appreciate it. People who've never been to the Blue Hills in their whole life have been to the Blue Hills. And the other thing that we're working on, Joe, hopefully we'll have an official notice soon, but I'll let you and your listeners and watchers in on this. We'll be announcing the President's Trail, which is a walking trail that will unite and connect all of the significant historic sites related to the Adamses and John Hancock. And we had originally hoped to kick it off in the spring of 2020, and now it will be the spring of 2021. But I think we're going to announce something soon, put out some maps and sort of let people know unofficially that the President's Trail is up and running. And it's a 6-mile connected walking trail that takes you from the birthplace, the birth of this country, literally, but also the birth of the Adamses, to where they worshiped, where they lived, where they died. And that includes the Hancock family, which is very important, and part of the Quincy family. Mm-hmm. Three families that not only were instrumental in making this city important, but the country extremely important. So we've been working with the city on that. We're working with the Historical Society. We've been working with some private businesses. And it's a pretty cool little spot. I mean, it's almost literally a 10K walk, 6.2 miles. You don't have to do it all. The city is going to invest in some really definitive signage come spring to mark each of the spaces, the birthplaces, the Abigail Adams Carn up at the top of Penn's Hill, the cemetery, the resting place of the presidents, the Dorothy Quincy House, the birthplace of John Hancock, all those places that people sometimes visit and sometimes see, but don't necessarily know what's going on inside. These signs, historic signs, will not only mark the spot, but also give you a little history, a small bite history of what's inside, so that we can not only promote Quincy to outsiders, but also promote Quincy to insiders, to the folks who live here, and maybe have never been inside or didn't know how extensive this history is. And it'll be the only place in the entire country that has a walking trail dedicated to the lives of two presidents and a couple of patriots that were instrumental in forming this government, which we cannot forget, especially in these highly partisan, difficult times.
Will this be a guided tour, Tim, or just self-guided tour?
Self-guided tour. We're putting together an app that we'll be announcing soon, a map that people will be able to walk, and then a brochure down the road. And there will be physical markings on the sidewalks and on the businesses that will take you on this walk in whatever way, in whatever direction you want to go, and whatever length you want to go. You can walk some of it, walk all of it. Eventually, we'd love to include a trolley that would then drive around in loops around it and stuff. But right now, again, it's not something we planned with a pandemic in mind, but getting people out walking is a very important part of us all getting through this. And this will be a great urban walking district. Basically goes down Hancock Street, comes back. And you literally, when you look and read the history and you read some of the history on the signs, these are the same paths that John Adams walked 250 years ago. And John Hancock was a big part of this city and a big part of the founding fathers. And his birthplace was at the site of the Adams Academy. And now he has a statue here in Quincy Center. So, you know, you read stories about when John Adams was walking from the church back to his house on the farm in South Quincy and passing the post office on School Street and passing the cemetery, the Christ Church Cemetery, where St. John's Church. And it's like walking in their footsteps. A lot has changed since then, but there are a few things that haven't. And that's what we're going to mark is the things that haven't changed and to connect those with the things that have. So really excited about it. We've been working on it for about 2 years at the Chamber. And then with the city and, again, some of these other organizations, the Park Service, Bob Damon at the Church of the Presidents, who have all brought everyone together. And I'm anxious to kick this thing off and get it going. It's just been COVID sort of shrouded since April, but we're really excited. And what I think it will do, one of the reasons we want to make this, we will be announcing this before the end of the year, is we want to give these businesses on the trail something to look forward to. And there are approximately, we've counted approximately 200 retail businesses on this trail. You know, anything from Good Health to, you know, nail salons to Alba's and, you know, McKay's restaurant and a lot of homes as well. So Dunkin' Donuts are all, you know, obviously there are multiple ones on the route. So it's pretty exciting. And I think it will create foot traffic. It'll bring tourism and it will also hopefully bring more appreciation to the history we have here. Because like I said, it will be the only President's Trail in existence walking trail in the country. And it's extremely, extremely significant. There's a book that came out this year, called The American Rebels by a UConn professor. And it's an amazing story. I recommend people either getting the book or listening to it. It's called The American Rebels. And it's the story of the Quincy, Hancock, and Adams families and their contribution to the formation of this country. And there's some really interesting stories that I never knew, especially about the Quincy family, the colonial Quincy family, and how important the family was. Josiah Quincy, Edmund Quincy, Dorothy Quincy, who ended up marrying John Hancock, and how they all sort of hung out in Quincy as teenagers. John Hancock, John Adams, I think it was Josiah Quincy, and then separated and came back during the 1770s to kind of get this country started. It's an amazing historical book that almost reads like a novel, but it's all fact-based, it's nonfiction, and it's really, really, I loved reading it because just the description of our city, our town back then, which was known as Braintree back then, comes to life, you know, through the efforts of these three families. And it's phenomenal. And again, most of us know about the Adamses. Very few of us know, or less people know, the contribution of John Hancock, the sacrifices he made as a very successful businessman and merchant, how we almost lost it all because he took the risk of hanging with the Patriots. And then the Quincy family, phenomenal. There's a good reason why the city is named Quincy. And I probably never knew as much about it as I did, but I certainly know more about it now. So that timing of that book and our trail, I think, will be will give added significance to what we've started to do and sort of what we will be doing going forward.
That's great. Something else to look forward to in 2021. We all need that for sure. But in the short term, looking forward to the winter market, right?
Starts on, Friday, two weeks from Friday, the 27th of November, runs for 3 weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, for 3 weekends from the day after Thanksgiving until December 13th. And so we're looking forward to people coming in great numbers, spread out, you know, with masks and stuff, but we think we can really make this a very happy, very productive opportunity for the small business community, very happy opportunity for folks in Quincy to just get out of their houses, come shop local. You don't have to do all your shopping online this year. You can do some of it in person, and that's what we're going to try to encourage.
Any space for any more vendors, Tim, or are you basically filled up?
I think we're filled up. I mean, people can still inquire. We have a waiting list. So if someone drops out or they can't do it, we'll fill that space. I think we're pretty much, it's funny. We were a little bit, we started late last year, a little bit behind the gun in getting it going last year. Turned out to be very successful, but because we were kind of flying by the seat of our pants, you know, it was a challenge. This year we got way ahead of it, started the application process, I think in August. Got great response for it, and we were able to lay it all out, got the city's approval to use the Kilroy Square site, which is great. We look at this space and our abilities to pull this kind of event off as something we'd love to do, not just during the holiday season, but every season, the fall, the spring, the summer. The site is a perfect site for it. And if we can do it then in the, you know, in December, we can do it anytime, you know, physically and execution wise. And I think it'd be great. I think it's a great spot. We potentially bring back the farmer's market if we want to in Quincy Center. It was built and designed as a space, a meeting space. That was the mayor's vision of this. And it's come out, it's an extraordinary place. It really is. Not quite as dramatic as the Common, but a little quieter. You know, I think, you know, a little more personal. There's plenty of benches. You got the outdoor seating at the fours. You've got all these new people who have moved into Quincy on all sides. So it's a part of Quincy that I think people haven't seen who have lived here for a long time. I see it every day because I park in the garage and I work downtown. But for those people who are a little bit maybe negative towards the changes and the growth of Quincy, if you come here, you might have a different perspective. You might have a different perspective. I mean, yeah, there's a tall building. There's a 15-story building right there, but it looks really great, especially when you're sitting there having lunch at the fours, or you're just sitting at the park, or maybe you're shopping because there's an event there. Same thing with the Nova apartments and west of Chestnut. And we want to welcome those people because they're renters. They're not, you know, buyers, but they're still part of our city. We want to make them all feel welcome. And we want people who aren't living here, who are living in the single family homes in the neighborhoods around Quincy and Wollaston and House Neck and West Quincy, The Point, to feel like this is their downtown too, because it is. And they've made sacrifices for it. It's been a lot of, you know, redirecting of traffic and a lot of construction, but it's all coming together. City deserves, the mayor, Koch, deserves a lot of credit for, you know, sticking with the vision. And there's still a lot to go, but we want people to feel like it's all part of their city. This is a new neighborhood in many ways of people who live here now that didn't live here 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And we want to make it as an important part, as important as Squantum is to the folks in Squantum, as House Neck is to the folks in House Neck, Germantown, and yet make it welcoming for the folks in Squantum and Germantown and House Neck and West Quincy and the Quincy Point. And that's what this market is sort of geared to do, is open it up, expose people to it. Hopefully they can buy some stuff for the holidays. They can support local business, but also get some cool gifts for their family. And we can start feeling a little bit normal. I mean, we'll have our masks on. We'll have, you know, plenty of disinfectant around and stuff, you know, but we also have some Christmas music and hopefully some good cheer.
All right. Sounds good. TheQuincyChamber.com, right, is the website.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can get all the information. We have the list of vendors. We'll be posting that too on social media over the next couple of weeks. So you can find out what vendors will be there, what weekend, all the information that you want to know, and anything you want to know about Quincy. You know, it's either you go to the Quincy Gov site, quincyma.gov site, to find out what's going on in Quincy, and you go to the Chamber site, and sometimes you go to either one and you find out what's going on, because we work really closely with the city's planning department, City Hall, and everyone. The health department has been a very, very important part of this to make sure that we do this right. Fingers crossed, because you never know. Last year it was bitter cold and it was snowy in December, and if we did this outside last year, it wouldn't have worked. It would have been a difficult operation. This year, hopefully, all the stars will align and will cooperate, and people will feel comfortable shopping outside as opposed to going inside to the mall in Braintree. Nothing wrong with the Braintree Mall, but we do want people not to just be in their houses shopping on Amazon or on Walmart.com, because you need to get out. You need to support your local businesses, and you need to get out, you know, and you need to give those FedEx and UPS drivers a break too, because it's going to get crazy out there. And we don't want the small businesses to, there's something different about, you know, there's something different about physically purchasing something and going out and talking to someone who's, you know, who's made these products in their houses, created them. There's nothing, you can't get this in some of, in any department store or even online. So on Amazon, you can get it online on their websites, but this will be different. And like you said, it's nothing like meeting the people who do the creation, the creative folks. And that's what we're bringing. We're bringing, you know, 50 creative folks, whether they're making pies or cookies or crafts or necklaces. I mean, they put their heart and soul in this, and we want to show their support. So very, very excited about it. We got a couple of weeks to go before we make sure that we actually can go forward, but I'm very confident based on my most recent conversation, unless there's a huge outbreak between now and Thanksgiving, we're going to go forward.
All right. Sounds good, Tim. So good to talk to you. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Joe. You too. And to all of our QATV watchers, listeners, great job you guys are doing, keeping us connected. Great job on election night. And we're, like you said, we're looking forward to get back in the studio for our next conversation, hopefully, God willing.
Keep saying that, and we're going to keep saying it until it happens, and you're right.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.